Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office is investigating an attempted murder after deputies responded to a 911 call from a 26-year-old shotgun victim at just past midnight this morning on Longview Drive in Eureka. The victim said he heard a knock at his door at just before midnight, and when he looked through the peephole, he saw an adult male standing with his back to the door. The victim said he had armed himself with a handgun because he was not expecting any visitors at that late an hour, and when he opened the door, he said the suspect kicked the door open wider and shot him with a shotgun. A neighbor came and assisted the victim while deputies and medical personnel responded to the scene, and the neighbor placed a tourniquet on a bleeding wound to cut the flow of blood. The victim told dispatchers that he believed the suspect was still in the area and that he feared for his life. Deputies searched the immediate area around the residence but did not locate the suspect. The victim was taken to a local hospital and then transferred to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. The suspect is described as an adult white or Hispanic male who was wearing a gray hoodie, gray sweatpants, and a black bandana across his face and armed with a single-barrel shotgun. The suspect is described as an adult white or Hispanic male who was wearing a gray hoodie, gray sweatpants, and a black bandana across his face and armed with a single-barrel shotgun. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. As flu activity increases throughout the state, the County Department of Health and Human Services advises residents to get vaccinated against the flu. The DHHS is offering a walk-in flu shot clinic every Thursday in January from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The flu shot costs $17, but you will not be denied a shot if you are unable to pay. Appointments for flu vaccines can also be made at the public health clinic. The walk-in flu shots are available at the DHHS's public health office at 529 I Street in Eureka. The sheriff's office continues to search for the suspect involved in a domestic violence incident at a residence on Lee Lane in Eureka early Sunday morning. The suspect, 37-year-old Sean McCallum, broke into the 38-year-old female victim's house and dragged her by the hair. He brandished a pair of scissors at her and threatened to kill her and then commit suicide. Upon hearing deputies arrive on scene, he fled the residence. McCallum is described as a black male adult with black hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 180 pounds, who resides in Eureka. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata businessman Chris Lehman has dropped his bid to replace retiring state senator Noreen Evans. Lehman, who spent 15 years working as a Senate staffer in the state legislature, announced that he will drop his candidacy and support the campaign of Sonoma County Supervisor Mike McGuire. Lehman said in a statement that he and McGuire share very similar political beliefs and that he will direct his energies at getting qualified Democratic candidates elected to state office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown's budget for the new year is bringing positive funding news for education in California. Prop 98 funding for K-12 schools will grow to $61.6 billion, an 11% increase for education spending over the past year. The governor's budget will eliminate $6.1 billion worth of deferred payments to schools. Rick Hanger of the County Office of Education explains how deferrals have been frustrating for school districts.
Let's say you're a small business person and you render a service and you expect to be paid in 30 days. That's largely how education worked until about 2002. And then the state couldn't afford to pay on time, so it began what is called deferrals, meaning I'm going to pay you next year what I owe you this year.
Hanger went on to express cautious optimism about the new year's funding levels.
Now this year, we're just optimistic. But we're not going to throw all the caution to the wind here because districts in this year are just going to be at the 2007-2008 level for the vast majority of them. They're getting there a little faster than they thought. But remember, it's taken us 6 years to get to 2007-2008 just to get back to that level.
Hanger added that thanks to the local control funding formula, local school boards have more power in determining how the funding is allocated. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.